Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. This is another episode of Wake Up African People. And tonight, the Truth Doctor is alone because we have the sister tonight, Kim Rango, a.k.a. Conscious Stripper. And the stripper don't mean taking off your clothes, because in actuality, it might have meant to the person who gave it to her, taking off your clothes. But to her, she has redefined the word to strip the truth and the falsehood. Strip the truth, put the truth out and strip the falsehood from the community as she sees it. Now, tonight, we're going to find out what went down, well, a lot of us do know, that Tariq Nasheed, who got his fame off of directing black men away from black women, and also told them to leave black women alone and go over to Brazil and marry Brazilian women. And to me, far as I'm concerned, that sounds like a weak man. A weak man who is supposed to be a community uplifter and a community motivator, but yet he sends black men away from black women instead of telling them to stay here and work on our women and help build up our women. We need to help build up each other, because it doesn't have to be a brother that only uplifting. It could be sisters that uplift the brothers, you know, and we look too much towards this patriotic ideology that was taught to us by the white man. But in our society that we had, it was balanced, because the male and the female both were seen as equal. But here, now today, when a woman comes out, and this is why most of them have not come out the way that they will be coming out, because they're scared to go through what she went through. She's went through a whole lot of low rating. Nobody would just did what she did just to be intimidated and cursed and I mean, I just can't even want to. It's hard to find words for what these guys did. I mean, I've seen every word in the book. So this guy, Tariq Nasheed and Boyce Watkins, and not so much all the way on Boyce Watkins, because he just stuck with Omar, but any black man that sticks with another black man that degrades black women might as well be a degrader himself, as far as I'm concerned. But this brother, so-called brother of Hidden Colors, you know, as many tapes and movies and videos been out, I mean, we can't even count the ones that uplift our people. So I just don't want to point at that as some only great thing that ever came out. Most of it was rehashed information from scholars in the past, putting them together. And the people, and I don't want to talk about the people on Hidden Colors, because I love Scheherazade Ali, who's been on my show. I love Dr. Valentine, who's been on my show. Even Umar Johnson has been on my show. And let me tell you this. This is a travesty that a person, especially this Tariq Nasheed, because when I look at his videos, I just cringe, because I knew where he started it. Sending black men away from black women overseas to mulattoes, mestizos, you know, because this, I mean, he don't want to deal with the mentality of black women, but these guys want the black women to deal with the mentality that they put out. And this is an oxymoron. Now, this guy has called this lady every name in the book. I couldn't even watch the whole video. It was stupid to me. Came out riding hard on her. I mean, she's a washed up dancer and all this. I mean, I don't even repeat stuff that the guy said. So what's happening is now the sister tried to reach out to the brother and asked him, why did he come out on her like that? And she was kind of soft on him. She did a show early today. What I know that how she feels, and she told me she did not even come out on him. She gave him a chance to redeem himself, you know, being that the tides have turned. Now, he told her, and I'm going to let her tell you, but I'm going to touch on it a little, that she was vicious for reporting the wrongs of another guy. So now the black woman has to be silenced, just like back in the old days, and take all the abuse from men. and all the things that men used to do to them. If you don't believe me, go back and look at the history. Ask your grandma. Ask some people back in the day. A woman was seen and not heard. And this is not the way of our ancestors. This is not the way of our African lineage. This is not the way of Africa, Egypt's in Africa, but, you know, they try to separate it. But this is not what the Egyptians teach. This, we have balance with the male and the female. So she texted him on Twitter. It's out there. It's not no private messages like everybody's claiming. She put out the private messages on Umar. This is for the public to see. And she asked her, did he say these things? Now, this man must be mentally challenged because of lying so much, because all of them are liars. Because anytime all you think is videos and coming on and degrading black women and talking about black women and black women ain't this and all these things that that this particular guy does through his history, you don't believe me? Go look at his history. I'm not saying this just to say it. Go back and look at his history. See, what we do is black people forget too easily. Like what happened last week, they forgot. When, I mean, they don't think that far. It's like a day-to-day thing, and we got to start going back and looking at stuff. Just like now we trust the white man. Now some of us crazy ones trust the white man, but we don't go back to see who these people was and what they done to our ancestors. These are the same people, and they're doing it today. You got all these churches being bombed on, and you got Negroes that say that they trust these people and don't know which one will do what at any minute. So now this guy said that he can't recall disrespecting her. And it's out there for everybody to see. Go look at his tape. I'm not bashing him personally. This is nothing personal. I don't even know the guy, period. Just seen a couple of his videos and know his history. Because I check, the True Doctor is a radio announcer, so I check out everything. You know, I analyze it, and I have to give the information to the people as I see it. And I see this as another person out there trying to dupe the people, you know, asking for donations. You know, if you done made three movies, and you asking for donations for the fourth, I wouldn't give you a dime because to me, it seems like you're a bad businessman. And don't blame it on the bootleggers because I have Hidden Colors here. And I didn't buy it from the bootleggers. It's the original one, and everybody I know that got one went online and bought one and everything. So this here is a travesty. All these donation givers, wanters, and want people to give their money. And if you definitely, people got know how to make money, because I'm having a brother named Dr. Phil, not Phil Valentine, but Dr. Phil, who's a financial advisor, money. His brother knows how to get money out of almost nowhere on my show probably about a couple of days from now. And I want y'all to listen to that. So this sister here, I want her to tell you how she feels about all these people going against her. But now that the tides have turned, you can't hear a chirp. You can't hear a rat pissing on cotton right now. So, Sister Kim Ringo, the mic is yours, sister.
Okay. Hi, how y'all doing? I felt very disappointed. I was surprised, shocked, disappointed. Because Dr. Boyce Watkins and Tariq Nasheed were two men I had respect for. I respect their work. I really didn't know about either one. I've heard Dr. Boyce's name, but I really hadn't studied his work. But he was doing, from what I heard of him, he was doing something positive for the people. So with Tariq Nasheed, I only knew of his Hidden Colors. So I really had no knowledge of them personally. So I just, you know, had respect for them because I just viewed them as black brothers, you know, doing something positive.
So, speak up a little louder. Phones,
okay.
For the look.
Uh-huh. You hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, so I viewed them as, you know, two strong black brothers doing something positive. So I had respect for them. So when this scandal broke and I heard the blatant disrespect, I mean, just the vicious things that were said about me, you know, I was surprised. So I wanted to find out why they felt so so adamant about demonizing me. So I reached out to Dr. Boyce Watkins. I reached out to Tariq Nasheed. Dr. Boyce Watkins, I didn't get a response from him, and I got a response from Tariq Nasheed. And I approached him respectfully just trying to get a basic understanding, because apparently he did not like the way that I exposed Brother Umar. So I wanted to ask him a question and see if what I was thinking was correct. And what I was thinking was, because he didn't like my actions, that gave him the green light to just viciously attack me. So that was my thinking. So before I ran with that, I wanted to speak with him and see if I was correct in my analysis. So I really just reached out to him to get some clarity on what made him feel that that was okay to do, because that's a huge problem. We're experiencing a lot of that from men who are in a position of power where people are watching them. They're very influential. So I feel like that's very dangerous. It's damaging to us as a people for people of their stature to be able to get away with misogynistic behavior such as that. So me reaching out to them was a way that we can do conflict resolution, because people are watching, and heal and learn why they feel that behavior is okay, and think nothing of it. And why is it supported by one another? They just come out and they support each other in it and have a total disregard for the black woman. So I just wanted to get some clarity, but I was not able to get that from Tariq Nasheed. I don't know why, but maybe, you know, later on he'll look at it and, you know, we can really come to some type of dialogue to where we can begin the healing process without all the bashing and going back and forth and arguing, because that's not solving anything. So that's basically all I wanted to do, is get some clarity and, you know, progress from here. Let's see how we can fix this, because it's not right. The behavior is unacceptable.
Well, I think that this brother should come out with a public apology on what he said to you and about you, because far as the Truth Doctor is concerned, all our people are supposed to be uplifted that are on a lower mental level about this white supremacy and what's going on in the world. And dancers are not excluded. Just because you dance don't exclude you from being helped to be uplifted. You know, but these guys are what you call the male chauvinists. They, you know, this patriotic stuff that was taught to us by the beast has to be let go. Where the man thinks that he's totally dominant over the woman, and the woman can't say nothing, she can't even defend herself or nothing, and your slug, a tramp, a whore, all these names, you got to imagine, you have a mother. So if your mother defends herself against a man who wronged her, and he called her these names, you'll be ready to go get your gun or your baseball bat or something to try to beat his head in. And we got to understand, this is somebody's mother, no different than your mother. She is our sister. No matter if she was tricking out in the street, you're supposed to go and uplift and bring her out of the degradation, especially if you say this is what you are out here trying to do. So we know, and you go back into the history, these brothers have problems after American sisters, because we're all sick and they don't want to take the time to uplift them. How are they going to uplift you? Because without our woman, we're nothing. You wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for your mother, who is a black woman, unless you're a mulatto and your mother's white, like Obama. The thing is these guys are on these YouTubes telling you to do this and do that and have this type of living and how brothers should act and everything. And on their hidden colors, they're telling black people this and black people that. Actually, that stuff is far so elementary to me, but it helps the people who just coming in. Not bashing that, because a lot of the scholars is on there. I had them on my show, and I know that they are okay people, because they never said they're building schools. They never said they're building a new country for us. They never said they're doing this. But the people who propagate that they're going to do this for black people and not for black people, you know, they have to become the question, because this is what they say they're doing. Dr. John Henry Clark never said that he's going to build a nation, a school. He already had a school. His school was doing lectures all over the world, and he worked in colleges and stuff. You know, Dr. Ben never said he'd build a nation for black people. He was telling us and motivating us and getting us ready for a nigga. Black people right now in their condition is not even ready to go get a nation. You go get a nation, these Negroes are going to bring the white man with them. And I'm not talking about the physical white man. I'm talking about the mental white man that's in their brain, the Oreo cookie Negro, who still thinks like a white man. And that's why the truth doctor came up with this word about 3-4 years ago, Negropean. Because they're Negroes with a European mindset. And until we start learning how to treat our women and our women start learning how to treat us and we start doing the right thing, we are never going to go nowhere. Any man that you see disrespecting our women, no matter what capacity these women in or what they're doing and claiming that they're some type of leaders or Moses or Jesus or Pan-African princes and kings and taking this over and everything, run. Because these people are not right. And this is the truth, doctor. And sister, do you want to say goodbye, say something else before I tune off?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
This has been another episode of Wake Up African People. And when I say wake up, I mean wake up, because we are in a deep sleep. And when I say we, I include myself, because I don't put myself above our people. Anyone that says and put yourself a bunch of people say I, and don't say we, don't trust them. Good night. I mean, good day.